We appreciate the folks listening on KNAB in Burlington, Colorado, who helped us with a story that's nearly a century old in their community. It's a true treasure, even in the literal sense of the word. We go to a town that tracked down their stolen masterpiece and then held a parade on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hey, Billy, want to go to the state fair?
Yeah!
Well, you can't. Well, you see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it. But now your parents are becoming energy efficient. They could save hundreds of dollars a year and take you to the fair next year.
I want to go now.
I know you do.
Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
The Kit Carson County Carousel was purchased for $1,200 and operated here for the first time in 1928. But hard times soon closed the ride.
It actually was closed 6 years in the early 30s. There was no reason to have a county fair. Drought, depression. Reopened it in 1938. Some sentiment, according to the tall tales of the community, that they should just burn it down or take it to the dump.
If they wanted the carousel to run, it would require a lot of work.
It was so filthy. They had used this building for chopped hay and for feed that the government brought in because of the drought. A lot of cubic feet in there, stacking in and around the tiger and the lion and all of their friends. Good sense prevailed. They simply scooped it out, washed it with soap and water, and it started.
The figures, horses, giraffes, and even a large lion, are original, and it's truly a masterpiece. So much so, one person tried to steal it.
In 1981, we had a theft of somebody had come to try to take the lion. We know that because they got his feet off the platform, but he weighed too much to get him out between the doors, so they took four of the smaller ones.
The FBI and the community got involved and made the figures too hot to sell.
They were stolen in May, got them back on Halloween, and had a parade for them down Main Street, and they've lived happily ever after with their friends.
The carousel animals are truly a treasure.
It's a dog similar to this one off of another carousel sold for $196,000 in 1992 when the market was high.
But these animals aren't in a museum, but are a part of the ride that many enjoy yet today. Traveling the countryside in Burlington, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.